Pubs can serve indoors, but only if they have own chef and kitchen. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent. Philip Ryan reports that as part of its reopening plan, the government is discussing the possibility that there will be a crackdown on pubs which only serve food in order to sell alcohol, as different to genuine gastropubs. For its lead story, the Irish Times runs with the line that shops, hairdressers, museums and galleries are likely to be allowed to open next week, while a decision is yet to be made on the reopening of pubs and restaurants. The Irish Sun runs with the similar line, while for its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports that a decision on lifting restrictions will go down to the wire, but that all eyes are on whether falling virus rates continue over the coming days and if we can hit 199 cases or less. Most papers also reference comments made by Taoiseach the Leo Varadkar yesterday that it's likely that we'll have to go into a short period of enhanced restrictions in the new year if there's a surge in the number of COVID cases after Christmas. A new year lockdown is the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Examiner leads with a hard-hitting new report from the Environmental Protection Agency, which says that biodiversity, air quality and rivers in this country are all under threat unless there's a dramatic shift in policy. The Irish Daily Star and Herald both lead today with the trial of Philip Murphy, who pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting two women in Dublin on the same night in February 2016, just 2 days after he'd been released from prison, having served a 10-year sentence for falsely imprisoning another woman. Back on the front of the Examiner, meanwhile, there's a report there on a new Women's Aid survey on domestic violence. And The Independent marks how today has been designated as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women in its lead editorial this morning. Both the Irish News and Belfast Telegraph lead today with the launch of an inquiry into the work of consultant surgeon urologist Aidan O'Brien, who is based at Craigavon Area Hospital for most of his career before he retired last June. And finally, back on the front of today's Examiner, the winning entry in this year's RTE News Today Christmas Art Competition by 12-year-old Abby O'Reilly from City West in Dublin provides the paper with this front page picture this morning. And we're told that News Today received a record 10,000 entries to this year's competition.